What's up, everybody? Woo! Welcome to another episode of Yeah, But Still. In the room, Chloe Fineman is with us. Yeah. And honestly, we would probably normally dick around a little bit more before we jump into an episode, but you were just telling us something that kind of set off a couple of red alerts. I felt like we needed to start recording.
You set it up weird.
You set it up weird.
We were like,
I said I'm done with Brooklyn.
Yeah, we were talking about New York. You were like, oh, have you been to Brooklyn recently? I'm done with Brooklyn. And I was like, what are you talking about? And you're like, yeah, so I was like staying with my friend and he had a cuddle party.
She had a cuddle party.
Okay,
she had a cuddle party. Roommate. Yeah. I walk in, it's Wednesday at midnight.
Right.
I get off my cold plane.
Mm-hmm.
And all these, and I don't want to say unattractive, but like no one I would want to be caressed by was touching each other.
No,
nobody's eating
fruit.
There's no hotties at a cuddle
party. At a cuddle party.
Yeah.
And they like met on Craigslist. Like,
oh,
lonely,
yeah.
Oh,
nasty freaks.
That is pervy.
But
something worse. It's the more innocent it is, the more pervy it gets.
Yeah. Right. But like to pin that on an entire borough of New York.
I mean, the nature, like, I feel like that's
I don't know if that would fly in a lot of cities.
It would
first
not
reverse it for a second too. You said new roommate problem.
Was,
can you imagine moving in with somebody and be like, hey guys, Friday I'm gonna have a bunch of Craigslist strangers over to cuddle.
Well, they
I hope you're cool
they
with that.
Like the housemates liked it, I think, because she occasionally is naked.
Okay. Damn.
I didn't like it because there were red lights, people were caressing, there was fruit. I immediately put it on my Instagram because I was like, what is happening to Brooklyn? And then she got really mad at me.
Well, yeah, that's a cuddle party is intimate. That's not for your story.
And then she was like, I'd much rather you lean into this practice.
This is kind of a kink shame.
It was, but it wasn't kinky. She was like, it's not sexual.
Yeah.
And then she was like, five of my lovers were there. And I was like, oh, you have five lovers. And then she's like, well, they're friends, but we don't have sex.
Huh?
What's the love?
What
are they doing?
What's the love?
Where's the fingering? Where's the love?
Right. So she was like, I was like, that's a friend. You have friends that are over.
Yeah, my non-sexual lover that we've never kissed.
Yeah.
Just describe.
Well, right. I've always
describing
said, you know.
Brandon's one of my lovers.
Right.
Brandon's my lover. We don't
my
kiss
lover.
Or have any kind of romantic feelings towards
right.
each other.
We've
never had sex.
Podcasting is more intimate than sex.
It is. Yeah.
And
it is.
I have
We're
been,
all making
and
eye
And
contact.
I have been saying this for years.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for years.
Well, and then the craziest part is she's like, one of the people is a professional cuddler. So that's
back to Brooklyn. I could blame that on Brooklyn.
A sesh.
How many seshes are you
I'm
doing?
I think he's getting like 3 seshes a week.
Okay.
$150. I mean,
$150
a
week.
He's not really crazy.
But can you imagine like going into some stranger's home and being like, all right, couch or bed, fully clothed, and then you just like hug.
That is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like much. Sex work is real work. That's not sex work, but like. To me, that's wilder than going and fucking somebody for money.
Yeah. I think so.
I mean, because you're like, you're going to fuck somebody for money. Yeah. You're getting the fuck money.
Right.
Like, you're getting, hopefully,
sex
a little
work,
bit more than that.
Totally.
Sex work makes the dream work.
Yeah.
That's another thing I've said for years.
Yeah. $50.
$50.
I mean, travel alone. Like, I've had to move and shake around New York. You take like 50 minutes to get
easily
somewhere
that
in
especially
the same borough.
In Brooklyn.
You know,
you're running
gonna go
late.
There.
You gotta get a car. You were gonna take the train.
Yeah.
Then you have to cuddle a stranger.
Right.
For $50.
Right.
I don't know about that.
And so many people. I mean, cuddling is intimate.
Yeah.
If you really get down to it.
Somebody's taking 10% off of that.
I do think that like it is funny. That is a Brooklyn problem. I'll say it's a Brooklyn problem because it's also like, you know, this person's making. I don't know if they're living off of it. They're cuddling people for $50.
Right, likely bike riding
it's like,
to the cuddle.
What is it a passion thing or is it work?
You're gonna find
I get
in
a sense
LA. That there's cuddle parties in LA.
I do think there's a lot of people
for sure.
Where?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
yeah. You
guaranteed.
Go on Craigslist.
Really? Is it part of our culture, LA culture?
I don't think it's part of Brooklyn culture. I think it's a part of cuddle culture.
It's just like freak stuff is tolerated.
Yeah.
I don't think that this is like
that's some shit that would be on high maintenance or something.
It is. It felt very.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole experience felt high maintenance.
But like, I do think pinning that on
an entire
borough,
hey.
an entire zip code, to fucking Brooklyn, New York. It's like it's that. you know, you couldn't go up at a show and be like, oh man, like people are always having cuddle parties in Brooklyn, right?
No.
Everybody's like, do you think what are you talking about?
Do you think in like Lubbock, Texas, you could have a new roommate come in and be cuddle party Friday. Hope you guys are chill.
On the coast, that shit's happening in Portland.
Yeah.
That shit's happening
It felt very San Francisco.
And not rando Texas, but Austin, Texas, for sure.
For sure.
Might be.
A South
Keep
bite.
Austin weird. Oh, I do actually, speaking of, I do want to pop off for a second.
Well, you could pop off about South by.
Well, yeah. I do just, I got back from South by on Friday, and it is, I was saying on stage at the show that it's like if capitalism nutted on its own chest. Right, because it's literally everywhere you go, it's just like McDonald's, Capital One, Bud Light, McDonald's, Capital One, Bud Light.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, so it's not weird.
It's just like logos everywhere, and it is, and then all of the, like the film festival part of it is like thriving, but like a lot of it is you're just like surrounded by like a lot of just like spam in real life.
Oh, it's mm-hmm. the whole festival.
I always
spam.
Thought Austin was just like a city of food trucks.
It is. There is a decent amount of them out there. But the tech week, which I guess like most of the comedy shows happen during the tech week, mm-hmm. like the interactive part of it. I came in during the music part, but so much of the tech part is it's like very like neoliberal, like capitalist shit where it's, you know, somebody being like, this is how we can turn poor people into computers.
Yeah.
And like, that was it. There was like literally that person a couple years ago that was like putting like Wi-Fi hotspots on homeless people,
yeah.
turning homeless people into Wi-Fi hotspots that were like walking around Austin.
Money?
I don't remember that.
I think they got paid a little bit,
you'd
but
have to
not
cuddle
enough
with them to get.
To
yeah, not enough to like God. Not be homeless, you know.
Jeez.
And yeah, it's nasty. It's nasty, but
probably a lot of presentations where they just they have like a big grand idea that either already exists. They like invent a train on accident, and they're like, yeah, this is a new app.
Right.
They'll be controlling a large connected series of cars.
Does your shirt say Austria? No, it says Austria.
Austria.
Never mind,
It's a series. It's like Uber, but it's a series of choo-choos.
Yeah.
And
Or it's technology where it's like a fine idea. Every time I listen to like any kind of like tech podcast or like a tech segment where it's updates on things, they'll pitch some grand idea that kind of makes sense. Like you could see what they're thinking in their head, but they just forget that crime exists.
Oh yeah, sure.
You know, like I listened to a whole thing about self-driving cars and how it's going to change like trucking or whatever. And I'm just like, yeah, I mean, like wait till there's like a Marlboro truck with no driver,
right?
Right.
And like all
yeah,
those,
everybody's going to
like
immediately
the,
steal
those, like those like Amazon robots,
yeah,
and shit. Everybody, like every time you see a video of like, oh, this Amazon robot or this Domino's robot or whatever, like everybody's like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm stealing your shit.
100%.
Fuck this.
Like, did like,
I say,
remember
do
that?
Do you know Handy? That's my.
I
that's
love
as
it.
Much as I know about tech.
What's
Handy?
Handy
is an app where they have like cleaning people for a good deal.
Oh, okay, I thought it was gonna be
something
else.
It's like Uber for cleaning.
And I've never. I should be robbed so hard. They like show up and I leave for 3 hours.
Oh, you do.
And then
I'll
just
stay.
And then they lock the door, and I've never had a problem.
I've always stayed.
Really?
Which is like a little awkward.
That's super awkward.
Like just sitting in the living room, just like posted up, like, yeah, clean my shit. But
go ahead.
Stand stuff.
Like, do you just stand and watch?
I'll clean my shit.
I want to leave you with this one.
No, I wear headphones and sort of, or I'll like read a book.
Dude, on my birthday a few years ago, my friend from back home sent me a topless maid to my house.
So awkward.
Oh my God.
Unprompted. I did not want this.
From the van.
Course.
Like I see the
van. Yeah. One of those, like he thought it'd be funny. So this woman shows up and I'm like, it's literally like 10 a.m. and I have a friend over and we're like making music or doing something stupid. And like
at 10 a.m.
And she's like, and it's this whole thing. I'm like, what? Like my roommate is kind of knows what's up.
Wait,
he's
wait.
Like,
does she?
She walks in closed.
Okay. And then she just takes
and
off
I'm
her
like,
shirt.
And I'm like, no, she told me what she does, and she's like, "I'm gonna clean topless. Is it okay?" I'm like, "What?"
And that's like, I don't understand what the point.
I'm like,
how
I
old
told
was she?
I tried to send her away. She was like, probably 35.
Okay.
I tried to send her away, but then it was like, she was kind of upset because she needed
to
get
paid.
Were they
real boobs? I'm so curious about this.
Well, the whole thing is I didn't really watch because it was so, I couldn't leave.
Yeah.
And it was like, she's like going to clean. And I'm like, I tell my roommate, I'm like, dude, like, if you were in on this, I don't know. You sorted out.
Didn't see your
so
boobs.
Like me and my friend literally just like sat on my computer while she cleaned. And I would occasionally kind of keep track, but like after like a half an hour, I noticed the place is getting pretty clean.
Okay,
and I
see
my roommate is like, my roommate's like super stoned, like kind of like following around being like, you actually, the shower could use a lot of like.
Yeah, like I don't know.
And he was like fully making her scrub.
Oh my God.
How is it normally used is the thing.
I think guys watch and they're like, oh, this is great.
Do they like
naked?
Yeah. Jack off?
No, I don't think that.
You're not
supposed to.
No.
No, definitely not.
It's like a stripper.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I'm horny, but I'm not jacking off.
We just kept working on the computer. Yeah. While this person cleaned for an hour.
If I could, real quick, another South By like talk complaint is like they always, I was like looking at the app, like at all of like the scheduled shit. And there's so many talks that are like hashtag we too, like me too and sexual harassment in the age of technology or like whatever, yeah. Where you're like, what is this even
like
about?
Like Wikipedia too? What's we too?
Like me too, but like.
What's the we?
Where they're like him also?
Oh.
Or whatever.
Oh,
where it's like
just
some
weird
sort of like
brain,
weird
galaxy
take
brain
on
take,
like
yeah.
Some sort of like panel on me too,
yeah.
Or whatever, where it's like, what is this even?
How the
this
me too
for?
Algorithm is driving the future of innovative tech technology.
Yeah.
And like,
why and like, Neil deGrasse Tyson is still America's greatest rock star.
Yeah.
Just like that kind of shit.
Hacking sexual harassment.
Right. Why Neil deGrasse Tyson is still epic.
How women in tech are hacking the glass ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Men in tech, like, are shattering the steel floor.
It's strange. I mean, it is where, I guess, like, that's, it's where you go to see Bill Nye and AOC take a pic.
Oh, is that where it went down?
Tight.
That's where it went down. That was Austin. That was
tight.
Bill Nye is... if you ever kind of tune into the right wing Instagram pages or whatever, a really funny thing is that they think Bill Nye like invented climate change.
What?
Like they link him when they talk about him, like they think he's like a real scientist developing scientific theories, not like a TV host who knows about science. Like when that picture was going around, they were like,
I
so
mean, he
mad.
He is a scientist.
He's a scientist,
is
but
he?
He's a TV host.
Yeah. Really?
He didn't call, I mean, like he talks about global
teacher?
Warming. He's not like,
sure.
He wasn't crunching
but
the numbers and figured it out.
He's
like,
a smart guy.
He wears the jacket.
Yeah.
They think,
he is a science guy.
They think he's part of like the big scheme of like inventing climate change.
I know. Yeah, it's
so
sucks.
Funny.
Yeah, it's
so funny.
Does he get boycotted?
It's like thinking Ben
not
Shapiro is like,
but like just, you know, he's sort of a target for like angry conservatives.
It's kind of like it, the equivalent would be if I thought like Baked Alaska was like picking locations to bomb Syria, like in the Pentagon.
I mean, I wouldn't equate the two.
Ben
Baked
Shapiro.
Alaska and Bill Nye.
I mean, I've seen no
like,
they're
oh,
literally
he's,
the same
he's
person.
He's our, who's, yeah, Bill Nye's kind
one
of our
one
Baked
person,
Alaska.
Yeah.
Penis CK is our Baked Alaska.
Oh, God. Please don't, please don't derail the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to, yeah, pop off on, listen, guys, go to the Patreon if you want to hear us talk about Penis CK. All right, that's not, we're not talking about that on the free eps, okay? Also, no. By the way, go to the Patreon if you want to see the new John Mayer directed feet pics. John Mayer did direct a couple recent feet pics last
also
night.
We have yeah but still hoodies coming out, final plug.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know what, let's go to the theme song after all these plugs.
Oh yeah,
the
man.
Welcome back.
I love playing the theme song 13 minutes.
It's not the worst we've ever done. We've done it like We've done like 45 minutes into the podcast.
We've done 45
minutes in. Theme song. And like, all right, let's start the show.
It over.
Yeah.
It's a fun. It's a. It's
Didn't we do when we played the theme song like four times?
Yeah, that's like. It's a joke that's like really fun for the two of us.
And not anybody listening.
I mean, I think they. Yeah. But, you know, back. It feels good to. Feels good to be back. Back in the stew, back in the motherfucking lab.
You were on tour for
1 week.
Yeah, a whole five
yeah,
days.
I was gone for. Yep. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was on road playing. I was. Yeah, you know, I was playing in three different cities over the span of
road
1 week.
Damn.
But yeah, like I got so like last Friday flew to Chicago, and then me and Sarah went to Wisconsin for this college show at Lawrence University.
Yep.
In Appleton, Wisconsin. Would have been like a 2.5 hour drive normally. It took us 6 hours because it was a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
There's a snowstorm and we just had to like follow tracks.
Was everyone like the Joe Pera characters?
Oh,
did
like
they all
have
the accents? Yeah.
The oh, like all the randos on
yeah.
Joe Pera. So good. But yeah, we and then we had to like just go straight to the school, and it was like the you know. It's finals season, so like people are they're busy studying for finals, and that's
yeah,
why
laughter.
The room wasn't full because they were studying for finals.
How
yeah.
full
like,
was it?
There's like 30, 40 kids.
Okay.
I mean
that's why
both,
it wasn't full.
You know the shows in Chicago they were sold out, folks. These are guys.
This
the,
was like a
these
you
ticketed
were like
events
guest
they're selling out. These college shows they're free whatever. They're not I'm not advertising my college shows. That's the school's job. But we were like in the cinema room of the college.
Mm, I
right?
love the cinema.
And so there's not you're not on a stage, you're just like sort of by
in front
the
of a
screen.
Screen. You're giving a TED
and,
talk.
Yeah, and okay. I at the beginning of my set, I was like okay, got, like there was yeah, so I was just like okay, clap if you like came out to see me. Some people clap. And then I'm like okay, clap if you're here because you knew that there was a movie after this and you wanted to like kill time. And there were like a couple people that clapped and I was like, oh cool. So I'm just opening for if Beale Street could talk. Right now. yeah. So I'm going to put like worked with Barry Jenkins in my bio.
Who thought that Brandon Wardell was the one to warm up if Beale Street could
well,
talk?
Well, I'm not. I wasn't.
you know what would be great before
were,
this movie?
Right. Yeah,
these are some alt comedy.
These were two separate events, you know?
Oh, okay.
But I did think about it. I did think about like, oh, that would be pretty funny if I just like lingered. If I was just like, damn, I want to see a movie. I'm just hanging out on
damn,
campus.
This shit looks good.
I had an idea for a character while I was on stage at this college show, and it's a guy who it's a comedian who is performing at a college, and he's like doing quote unquote crowd work, but it's just him going around. Being like, hey, so like, what's the move tonight? hey, clap if you know where to find weed on campus. Like, just some like dude that's like way too eager to.
Would you go
definitely
to
a good character that you invented, yeah. Brandon, not just a yeah. thing you did.
Yeah.
Don't you go to college parties?
No.
I would totally do that.
What the hell?
I'm still trying to do that with my nieces.
It's
I try to go to their high school.
It's a little better than you as a woman.
How old are you?
I'm 30 and my nieces are 18 and
that's acceptable.
20.
Everybody's
yeah.
happy that you're there.
I'm always trying
to 30-year-old guy going to a college party is questionable.
I'm always trying to go to their high school parties.
Yeah. I'm always trying to go to middle school parties.
You know?
I mean.
I host a middle school cuddle party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's say you're at a. So your niece, it's your niece?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
She's in
one's
high
a
school?
Senior in high school and the other is like hot and 20.
And
she's
let's
too
say,
hot.
Let's say she invites you to a party.
Yeah.
There's a 20-year-old hunk.
Okay.
And let's say your boyfriend's out of the equation. There's a 20-year-old hunk and he is spitting game.
Okay. young,
successful. Like, he's smooth.
Okay.
He's smooth, and you can tell.
He
like,
plays water polo.
He's young, but he knows what he's doing.
I don't know if this is even a challenging setup. Yeah, 20 is not, 20 not, is not too bad for a guy.
No.
What's that?
You know, it's not even, there's not even illegal.
No, I know.
But it's just like.
But it's like, it's a dude that's 10 years younger than her.
I've had younger men.
How young?
At this point, no, because I'm in a relation. But
no, but I'm saying.
If it was a couple years ago, absolutely.
But if it's, you're 30.
With a 20-year-old, yeah. It's too young. It's I don't. Young. I won't go below 27.
Oh.
So you can say this age, Jim Morrison.
Or 24, I feel like is like a good cutoff.
You won't go below.
That's a new thing.
Yes.
New Brandon's rule. Like, damn.
New rule.
I mean.
But my 20-year-old niece is with like 35-year-olds.
What's that?
She's always with like a 35.
That's fucked.
Oh.
Yeah. It's,
oh, the 20-year-old?
Yeah, it's hard to watch.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah, she'll be she'll be like, she lives in LA. She's like, do you know that Dream Hotel? This guy wants to pay for my Uber from Long Beach.
No.
It's hard to explain to people like that. It's like, yeah, you don't want to, you might think that's cool, but any 35-year-old that wants to chill with you is fucked.
Predator.
Like, not even in a creep. Even if even if you insist they're not a creep. They're just a loser.
Legality,
they're a loser.
Legality and morality are two separate things.
Yeah,
and
right.
Just because it's
I think
like,
it was
and
a
simply
phase.
A bad,
now
bad deal.
If you're like a 30-something, sure, it is technically legal to fuck an 18-year-old, but it's not. It's their brain's not developed.
No.
And you're using your fucking 35-year-old brain voodoo to like fucking. Brain hack a dumb hot 18-year-old into fucking you.
Yeah.
And that's not impressive.
Not anymore.
Like
my guy friends hook up with young women.
Sure.
But it doesn't ever last
Dane.
Long.
Yeah.
It doesn't last long.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters if they last long. They're still doing
it's just
it.
That you did it.
Yeah. They don't, they don't last long. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Well, that's like the thing. That's the reason why they do it is because like younger women don't know how bad at sex they are.
Whoa.
And they won't like give them guff.
Not that I'm going to be like, my relatives are great and bad. I wouldn't say that.
Yo, my brother fucks good.
Yeah, my brother.
My
fuck,
brother throws
my
down.
My brother fuck real good.
Bam.
Yeah. We fuck good.
He throws out bomb dick, yo.
We learn young.
My friend I was talking to my friend Maddie about like just dudes that like just girls that are like, oh, I only hang out with guys because they're less drama, like that kind of
girl,
a girl with just like internalized misogyny,
like
a woman that hates women,
right?
And she said that it's always like it's always some dude it's always some girl that's like, yeah, my brothers used to tickle me a lot.
Oh, God.
All of my brothers used to hold me down and tickle me.
God.
That's how, you know, that's the origin story. That's the origin story for every capital C, capital G, chill girl.
Oh, yeah, chill girl is a whole... Yeah.
What
chill
is girl, chill
girl, whole vibe.
Chill girl is like,
go on.
Yeah, I read, I love Barstool Sports.
Yeah. Well, the
keep
opposite
of Chiffon.
I have friends that will like go on a first date and be really stoked about it, and the guy will be like, "Oh, dude, she's so fucking chill."
Dude,
and
she's
I'm always
so fucking
like,
chill.
I don't know what to pull from that because I'm like imagining her. I'm imagining them smoking a blunt together. Is what I'm imagining.
Dude,
yeah. Listening to Wiz Khalifa.
Dude, she literally fucking she smokes weed. She watches Rick and Morty, and she comes from blowjobs. Like, that's the thing is, you don't even have to go down on her. She will come from sucking your dick.
Right.
Oh,
I
dude,
feel like a chill
so
girl's just somebody
bonded.
Who's not interested in the guy.
Yo, I came
right?
home from
right.
work.
Ultimately.
What?
Like, a chill girl, they're just not that into the guy.
Right. No, that's, like, the thing. Is
but
it's like,
that could be a
yeah,
dream.
Yeah, chill girl will cheat on you.
Yes. Cheat.
Yes.
Oh, dude, this girl's so chill. She doesn't care if I like other girls' pics. She doesn't care if I hook up with girls. She doesn't care if we hang out. We're not dating at all.
Yeah,
she hasn't met me yet. Yeah. She's so fucking chill about it.
Yeah, she's so chill. She doesn't know my name.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yo, dude, how about fucking steak and a blowjob day?
Oh, my God.
You guys celebrate?
Yeah, that fucking...
The,
When was that? Yo, a real
my,
day?
My wife.
What was that?
Wait, no, that's not just a holiday.
That's like a Reddit day. That's like a Reddit.
Like a thing in culture, sort of like man show era.
I thought it was like peak Reddit.
No,
because
that existed before. Because I remember like, I remember seeing shirts about steak and a blowjob day before I knew what a blowjob was.
Oh wow!
Like I was like a kid, like. What is what the hell?
It is very Reddit though.
Yeah.
It's like Reddit's the guys that want to like cram in every story that they have a girlfriend or wife.
Really?
Oh yeah, that's a Reddit
on the
trope.
Threads? I did
yeah,
not know
yeah.
that.
Reddit my girlfriend guys. Look what my girlfriend made me. Like my wife made this. She says it's not good. What do you guys think?
Is Reddit just like a men's rights group secretly?
No, there's men's rights subreddits, but it's mostly like Reddit is whatever you want it to be.
Nice.
Yeah. Cuz Reddit can be
the summary like, of Reddit will just be like, hey, my sister like did this, and it's like a picture of like a sort of cute girl holding up like a piece of paper with a shitty drawing, and it's like 900,000 upvotes, and it's just like a bunch of guys are like oh, she's so cute.
If you go to like,
are you guys on Reddit?
There's deep, no.
I have like some subs I peek at, like weirdo ones.
Well, I'll check it, but I'm not like posting.
But have you ever been
there's
the subject of a Reddit?
Oh, probably. We wouldn't search
whoa.
That.
Yeah.
Chill.
I don't, you know, I don't look at that stuff.
Yeah.
You don't Reddit yourself?
I know that it'll make myself feel bad.
No, you can't do that shit.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a wild west.
I know to not search myself. I know to not, you know.
We're not going
to
get
comics like so many comics have like Google alerts or like.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Search their own names in quotes. And you can't do that. At a certain point, you got to stop doing that.
No, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like. That's how that was the whole Chelsea Clinton thing.
Yeah, and she name searches, which
really?
I wouldn't even name search, and I'm nobody.
Right.
I fucking host a podcast. That's and I don't even do it. You're the daughter of Bill and Hillary Clinton. You're name searching. What's wrong with you?
How do you know she name searches?
Because
she found
of this thing with Adam Friedland.
Adam Friedland made like a mean tweet about that. It wasn't even popping off that hard, and she like quote tweeted him.
Yeah.
Oof. Which
it's
although
like
I do think Lena Dunham
behavior.
Sent it to her.
Oof.
Oh
yeah!
Wow.
No, that's my that was my first theory.
Oh, that's an interesting theory.
Guaranteed. Guarantee you, she sent it to Chelsea.
Oh wow!
Wow!
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, because she's in with. Is Lena Dunham? Does Lena Dunham follow you?
No.
You seem like.
I like her audience.
You seem like Lena Dunham would follow you.
I feel like we could be friends.
Yeah, you seem like somebody that would. I mean,
I was asked to do an impression of Jack Antonoff, and I never did.
Yeah,
and I
called you. I called you out the other day because
you got asked to do an impression.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
On your
here's my impression, Lena. I need you to stop calling me and leaving me voicemails. I broke up with you 9 years ago, Lena. I don't care that your 12th dog died.
And, you know, she loves killing dogs.
Yep.
Did you die?
Well, that's like, I mean, I literally feel like bad now because it's like I feel like even though she is a millionaire, it does feel like punching down at this point just because of like how much she's been beaten down by everybody online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where like every time she'll tweet something and then immediately all the replies are just like, you molested your sister and you killed your dog.
Right.
And like it's imagine every time you're like about to say something, you're like. Yeah, so I, and then just everybody's just yelling at you, like, you molested your sister and you killed your dog. And, like, you can't, like, that's, but she did do those things.
Yeah. We're living in an era, we are living in an era now where there, every time something happens in the world, like a mass tragedy or something that there should be reflection on, it's somehow Chelsea Clinton and Meghan McCain start trending.
Yeah.
Because they just get inserted into it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I think they should kiss.
Yo, dude, that would be fucking hot, dude.
Chelsea, there's some dude that's like trying to like get into the conversation. He thinks it sounds cool. He's saying this. It's like, yeah, man, Chelsea Clinton and Meghan McCain should kiss. Dude, I think they're hot.
Yeah.
That's actually, that's why I'm a centrist is because I think Meghan McCain and Chelsea Clinton are hot.
Bella's one gotta go.
Meghan McCain like has she's been dominating the conversation.
She's a powerful
lately.
Narcissist.
She's really been like
it's a white women week.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
It is.
You guys, folks, you've heard about white men. Let me tell you about our women.
Yeah,
they got some heat coming for
they're,
you. Let's
they're
see.
Really they're going.
They got
hard.
They're cooking it up.
Yeah, we're relaxing.
Penis CK. Lauren Duca.
Hillary
Clinton.
Huffman.
Felicity Huffman.
I don't know how
who's that?
Who's that?
Yeah.
What about Elia Kazan?
Wait, you don't know about Felicity
Zoe?
Huffman? She's this shit
the
where
mom?
Like all the moms that like bribe.
Oh, her. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Of course.
Their way into like getting their kid on like what like the USC rowing
team
or whatever.
For and then $1 million bail.
Yeah.
And then $500,000 to get her daughters in.
That rules.
Damn.
Oh, that's something we should have talked about on Patreon.
What?
Maybe for next week. I was going to.
No, we can. What?
Just no, like, no, it's too popping off.
What?
I mean, hot, just like we live in LA and there's you've heard some wild nepotism comments,
oh,
I'm sure, in person.
Yes.
We can't talk about people by name, but we could change names. It would be a good Patreon topic.
Yeah.
I've heard just like some wild statements.
Yeah, well there was
Elia
Kazan's
that, like,
granddaughter talking about being upper middle class on Twitter last
Zoe
week.
Zoe Kazan?
Yeah.
Her, I took a class about her grandpa in college.
Yeah.
Really?
She was
well,
like,
he's a
as
smart
somebody
man.
Middle class.
She
like,
called herself middle class.
And it's like,
yo, there's like wings. There's, you know.
Yeah.
Your grandpa like invented styles of filmmaking.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
you're not
like,
she tried
middle
to say I'm middle class.
Yeah, everybody and everybody started yelling at her.
Really?
Because like. Because
she went to Yale.
She's not middle class.
As a middle class girl.
Right.
Yeah.
Talented though.
I mean, yeah. She's great in she was in The Big Sick, right?
Yeah, and then she's in the Buster's. I don't know the Buster Scruggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like that's the thing is like a lot of actors are talented at acting,
right?
But like shouldn't talk. Wait, because it's like yeah, that's why you're good at acting is because like you'll just say whatever.
Right.
That's why people are good at acting is because. Good actors are just literally like fucking dumbass golden retrievers that are like, oh, you want me to do a voice? You want me to do a voice and wear a wig? Okay.
That's what I do.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. You're good at it. But, you know.
Yeah. No,
maybe,
I'm part dog. I admit
yeah,
it.
Maybe unpack, yeah. Maybe unpack what that means that you're
being
good at
puppy.
Acting, Chloe.
Yeah. Just a dog.
I do think, yeah. If usually,
I didn't say I'm good at acting.
Listen.
I put wigs on and I do.
I mean,
but if you're good at acting, you're fucking dumb.
Yeah. You should
no,
give
no,
a class
no. I
want to.
I do want to act more. So
we
get that puppy mentality.
Yeah,
we should pop off on the Patreon because there are like I mean you probably know a little bit. You live in LA, where you know famous people's kids are around our age now, and they're just around.
Yeah.
And occasionally, I'll just see some wild posts or hear some wild shit. Where I'll like, I mean, I saw one where it was like this girl. Or guy.
Uh-huh.
Could have been either.
Oh, okay. Keeping
popping off about gentrification happening to their neighborhood.
Oh,
and I was like, they're really mad.
Whoa.
And like really mad. And then I like looked at their last name.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say whose son or daughter it was.
Okay.
But let's just say they're very famous. Like it was like a very funny child.
What does the last name rhyme with?
I'm not going to even do that.
Whoa.
I'm not going to even do that. But I could give you like a genre. I'll give you like a genre of person.
Yeah, so it was
it would be like the equivalent of like, okay, imagine reading a post about like, I cannot believe gentrification's happening in like blank neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. And then you see the name and it's like, Stephanie De Niro.
Yeah.
Like, like, what?
Yeah, I'm not going to say the last name, but it rhymes with Schmielberg.
It wasn't either of them, but it was something like that.
It is funny that, do you know that like Steven Spielberg's kids like have a band called Wardell?
What?
Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know if I don't think they make music anymore, but one time I had tweeted about it.
Yeah.
And this Vine star who was dating Steven Spielberg's daughter at the time, like he texts me like, dude, like, can you take that tweet down? Like it really hurt her feelings, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what the fuck are you like, literally, like, she's literally rich.
And threatened by you.
What was the tweet
like? It was just like, what the, like, these motherfuckers named their band Wardell. Like, this is all I have. Like, all I have is my name. Like, don't fucking do this to me.
And then the other Brandon Wardell is like, yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah,
me too.
Well, also, yeah, there was
is there
like,
another Brandon Wardell?
There is another Brandon Wardell.
Really?
So there's like a lot at play here.
Yeah.
But there is a Brandon Wardell who was on All My Children. and in Evil Dead the Musical and like some other stuff. And like he does like a lot of musical theater, I think. And
interesting. There's one Chloe Fineman, and I'm always trying to get my Instagram handle.
Yeah, one time on Facebook, he posted this thing where he tagged me and he was like, please stop confusing me with Brandon Wardell. I support whatever he wants to do, you know, whatever, but he says things that do not reflect
my
beliefs or whatever, and don't reflect what like my
How
fans
old is he? What does he look
like? He's like 40 something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what it would be like to have a super famous parent. I don't know. I would like them, a lot of the nepotism kids, to act differently, but I don't know how I would act if my dad was like, I don't know, Christian Bale or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't know how I'd live. I guess I'd have to embrace it. Like, dude, it's fucking pimp.
People.
My dad's Batman.
Yeah.
Like, hell yeah.
NYU was like, that's Go like half rich. Of that school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're
one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were cool.
Wait, when did... So what year did you graduate?
That's a good question. I took a year off. 2011.
Oh, that's the year I graduated high school.
Oh, there you go. Wow. Yeah. Damn. No, I feel like they go two ways. They either like own it and are successful, or they're like schlubby and hiding the fact that they have famous parents.
You got to go one way or the other.
I say own it.
Well, if you're going to, I mean, own it and use it.
Yeah.
Like, own 100%. It and use it and crush and admit it.
Yeah.
Like the Trumps, like, you know, they're fucking owning that. All the Trump kids.
Totally. Yeah.
You're riding the coattails. Yeah. Good for them. You
Be
know,
talented.
Like, why not?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But, you know, or don't use it and don't even use them at all. You know, Brandon, if I had famous parents, like, let's say that my dad was Christian Bale, and I'm going over to his house and I happen to be a smoker, and he's no. Do not do that.
Uh-huh.
What if there was a way that I could enjoy nicotine discreetly? You know, maybe it came in a pack of gum, something like that.
Oh, sure. A pack of Lucy gum.
Lucy gum, perhaps.
For example.
So, yeah, what if Lucy gum came in three delicious flavors that you could order online at Lucy.co?
Uh-huh. Enter code
YBS10. At checkout to get 10% off.
Hypothetically,
what if that was the
hypothetically
case?
What if you went to lucy.co? Lucy.co?
Yeah, hypothetically, lucy.co. What if this is for people that are 21 plus, only for people who are currently using nicotine? It would be pretty stupid for you to do this if
don't
you didn't.
Start. Yeah, don't just like start.
That's
doing
one of the dumbest
you,
things you could do.
Yeah. But if you're
using it already,
you're trying to get off cigs. But you got it. You can't. You don't want to go cold turkey. You
want to go hot turkey.
You want to go hot turkey.
You know,
Lucy.co promo code YBS10. YBS10. Promo code YBS10. I love Lucy.
I love Lucy gum. Lucy, I'm home. What if we started the ads like that?
Oh, okay.
Lucy,
I'm
home. And then we did a whole.
Yeah, that would
routine.
Be pretty cool.
That would be pretty funny.
Yeah, we can do that next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, Lucy gum.
Lucy gum, lucy.co, promo code
YBS10.
It's
a new nicotine gum. Lucy.co. Go check it out.
Yeah.
I have three boxes over there,
okay.
Brandon.
Cool,
the people
man.
Can't see that, but it's, you know, you
they
see it.
They look like Juul Pods gum.
I don't know. Did they look like that?
Yeah. Well, there's different flavors.
I mean, right? they're
flavors.
Pretty boxes. Yeah. Oranges. There are flavors.
Green, red, orange. I hope is mango.
No, it's cinnamon fruit and mint.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Those sound like three delicious, interesting flavors. Damn.
Those sound fresh and new.
I'm excited to try.
But anyway, Lucy
back
gum.
To the show.
Yeah. Lucy gum. Lucy. .co.
No, okay, we're back.
We are back.
Damn. Damn. We're back from the break.
We didn't even really break.
Yeah.
We just talked gum.
Yeah.
That wasn't even an
ad. Actually
that was
wasn't
organic.
Even an ad. That was
Would
actually
it be
us
crazy
talking
to be
about.
Taking nicotine gum and juuling with that?
I've done it before.
Really? What does it feel like?
Like extra nicotine.
Tight.
I mean, not really. I've like I'll have when I'm on a flight, I'll pop a piece of Lucy gum.
Oh, okay.
Like, for real.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because I'm a, you know, I use
Well, yeah,
use
you
nicotine.
Can't juul on a plane.
I've
done that before,
I've
though,
done
too.
That. You have.
But
I was telling Brandon during the break.
a jewel like, on a plane.
I puffed in your a seat? Flume.
Yeah.
I puffed a flume on my way to New York and like no one noticed.
Was that weed?
No, just my the jewel that I got so addicted to.
Oh, sure.
Just puffed it. No one noticed. And then like halfway through, I was like, oh, I could be fully kicked off this.
Well, yeah, I've done no, it a couple times where I'm just like on autopilot ripping.
Yeah.
And then
does somebody
I'll do a
stop
sleeve,
you?
Sleeve puffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did sleeve puffs and then went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, you did the bathroom moves.
I do the bathroom
yeah,
all the time.
I've done little suckles. I quite frankly think you should be able to.
I did it in a movie theater.
Movie
yeah,
theater,
I'll
I'm
always do
oh
it
my god,
a, yeah,
you better
I'm
believe
ripping
I'm 1920s
hard.
Cinema. I'm a straight yeah. up like film noir star
in
that theater.
Sleeve.
Yeah, I'm just like Orson Welles puffing away in the edit room watching movies.
I've gotten afraid just because I've gotten stopped at like restaurants or whatever. So I'm yeah. like, I'm not going to risk this in an airport or on an airplane.
Smart.
So I end up just, I keep it in my backpack. I don't hit it at all. At the airport or on the plane, and then once I'm finally out, I've got my baggage. I walk outside, and then that first rip, it feels powerful.
The knockout.
Yeah.
You're knockout gaming you. Yourself
yeah.
with the nicotine.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I faint. I faint. It hits too hard.
Yeah.
Hits too hard.
Next
I wake
time,
up.
Lucy
I wake up. Somebody's stolen my luggage. I wake up. I have, you know. My wallet's gone.
Has that ever? That happened to me. I fell asleep, and someone stole my luggage.
Where
at
were
the
you?
The airport.
At the air. I don't know, like Phoenix or something. Where they would.
Oh yeah.
Not to hate on Phoenix.
Fucking Phoenix,
Phoenix.
Trash. I will say.
They stole my wheelie bag.
I.
Your what?
I had a wheelie bag.
A wheelie bag.
Someone just wheeled it away while
That's
I was
fucked.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say vis-a-vis Arizona, and the road. I you know like. I go to you go to Chicago, go to Austin, go to, you know, most you cool cities.
Yeah.
I can go do a show, fill up a room.
Nice.
But Tempe, I did.
Really?
I was going to do a show at the Tempe Improv, and the ticket sales were so low.
you're not
yeah.
heady enough to play
yeah.
Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah, like I.
Are you kidding me? The stoner culture is not behind you.
Yeah,
to
like
play.
I like yeah like had like a Tempe show booked. A week before the show, I get an email from my agent like, yeah, maybe we don't, yeah, we don't have to do this. Like, we can just sort of cut our losses.
You
here.
Are not heady enough.
Yeah,
you need way more vibe.
But
you
Tempe Lizzo posted a thing on her Instagram story about how she canceled the Tempe show because not
she's not heady enough either.
And I was like,
heady.
You know what?
I think know Tempe
vibey,
was
heady.
Heady.
Who can sell out in Tempe?
Yeah.
Who are like,
Doug.
Benson?
Yeah.
Oh, because okay.
Somebody even
yeah.
headier than that?
Yeah.
Somebody with some 420 vibes?
Yeah.
I mean, they love, there's a lot of wooks there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah. I think I could, you know, maybe
Arizona
if they,
listening
they,
to
maybe
STS9.
If we booked a college show at ASU, I think I could.
Have you
oh,
gone
hell
abroad?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Woo!
Party.
Yes.
Would you go abroad? I feel
college.
Like you could book abroad.
Yeah. What's that?
What about going
what,
abroad?
What about booking abroad?
Going abroad?
Abroad?
You trying to book abroad? What, you trying
book
to book abroad?
Book abroad.
Damn, I booked abroad or two back in my day,
hey.
Let me tell you. no, I do want to, yeah, I think I could like sell out like a London
yeah.
run or whatever.
Can you do an accent?
I think we'll, you want me, You want me to do a fucking accent?
I can't remember. I think I'm.
Wow.
I think I'm a flat earther.
Oh, I think I'm a flat earther.
I think I'm a flat earther.
But is she
I think
from?
I'm a pedophile.
I thought she's like from Australia.
The what? The redhead.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh right. Oh
where's she
yeah.
from?
She's British.
Cookie
she's
Crisp.
Very British.
Yes.
Drake.
Oh, Drake.
Oh, does so she like, does she do occur?
She does. She occurs a lot.
That's
Ooh.
Rough.
My favorite
yeah.
thing.
She is a kid.
White
too.
Women need to stop saying occur.
They do.
They love it.
They do. There's
they,
like I
yeah.
was curious about her. And have you gone to? Her? She has like her own YouTube channel. But what I think it's run by her parents.
Uh-huh.
Her cuckoo
Hopefully.
Parents,
who are definitely bad.
Bad. Yes. And her in her YouTube channel is just like. Recordings of when she goes Instagram live.
Oh, sure.
And then her fans will call in. And so it's just a series of like 12-year-old girls. Mamili's like trying to like Instagram video
yeah.
with him. And then they're just crying. Like, right. One,
I mean, I'm
after
surprised that's a result.
That was the, I mean,
I'm surprised
IG,
there's not
and then
a grown
like,
man
it's
penis
okay,
popping
I'm a
up
human.
In there from time
like,
to time.
Oh, no. I'm just a person. Stop crying.
There we
and
go.
And talks down to the yeah. like 12-year-old.
I mean, that's where that's
stop
where
crying,
she was talking
please.
About being a flat earther.
It's crazy.
I'm a flat earther. Yeah.
Do you
wait,
think
what's
she
your,
saw
wait,
the show?
Can you do your Millie Bobby Brown?
No, it's just, I don't know. It's just like, straight, kind.
That's good.
So like, it's lots of, yeah, like she was like,
Drake, is that Drake? Was that your penis? Was that your penis, Drake?
She, and then she just sings a lot and
message.
Like raps yeah. Nicki Minaj.
Oh, that's, yeah.
She
that's,
is a kid.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, she's a child. A that's why, but they shouldn't be. I was thinking about, oh, earlier when we were talking about advertising, I was going to say that, like, well, first of all, we've talked about how child stars should be illegal, but also I do think maybe advertising to kids should also be illegal.
Yeah, they like, calmed it down a bit, but in the 90s, had, was just like,
I know.
If you don't have a Nerf gun, you're gay. Like, hey, kid, do you like monster trucks? Your dad's going to leave home if you don't get a Tonka yeah. truck.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all bright colors, and they're literally, like, it is, they're trying to brainwash children,
yeah.
and
yeah.
it works.
It works so much.
They don't remember Toys like we had like Toys R Us. It was so cool.
Yeah, but it was
my Tamagotchi. I loved my Tamagotchi.
But of course it was. But they were brainwashing you into going to Toys R Us.
I know, and I loved it.
And
I
you loved
every
it.
Second of
do
it.
Do you remember? Do you remember when there'd be like action figure commercials or with cars too? So it'd be like an RC
yeah,
car and it's
car
driving through like this mini construction
yes.
site and breaking logs
yes.
and stuff. Then you get the toy and it doesn't
yeah.
come with that world. You're
oh,
just like, I don't
you
know what
to,
like, you don't,
yeah,
I don't
know
what to do
yeah,
with this shit.
Because then there's a whole kit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you need to, that's how they get you.
Yeah, but there's that's nothing, like, in. None of the stuff in the yeah. commercial comes with it. Like, when they do the
right.
the truck, the toy truck commercials or whatever, it's
yeah.
like bashing through mini logs on
yeah.
like a little set.
Well,
and
yeah,
you're like,
Hot
oh, yeah,
Wheels,
I don't have any of that shit.
The
that's
Hot
not
Wheels
cool
ads,
anymore.
It's not, they're not, they weren't even about selling Hot Wheels. It was about selling the tracks, ultimately.
Hot Wheels is a fun toy.
Ultimately, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Is... You know, on
so
the surface, oh, this is a Hot Wheels ad, but it's really an ad for Hot Wheels tracks.
But, right. But Polly Pocket, it had
lines.
All of it.
Was
they
she Polly?
Polly Pocket.
Polyamorous
you
Pocket.
You got all the polyamorous toys.
Oh,
there
yeah.
was no deception. The
yeah,
box
really?
Had it all. Yeah.
Came with it all.
Came with it all.
Wow. That's
yeah.
why that's why we love her. That's why we love Polly Pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, also, I do think that. Oh, I will say, you know, speaking of toys and influence and culture,
mm-hmm.
I think now we're every girl that played with Bratz dolls
looks like a brat.
They're
looks
dead
like,
now.
Looks
or they had a brat.
Yeah.
They look
like
a brat.
Every girl that played with Bratz dolls is like dating some 40-year-old.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's like
yeah. I think Bella Hadid probably did. She looks a little brat.
Well, she
brat.
Looks like
yeah.
she bought and turned herself into a brat for
right.
sure.
I know.
Yeah.
What a standard of beauty to look like a Bratz doll.
I know. I mean, they were hot.
Yeah.
I mean, you get horny for Bratz dolls?
I mean, horny.
They
like,
still have you seen the makeup tutorials of those?
What?
That's a whole culture of like how to have Bratz doll makeup.
Oh, I believe
wow.
it.
Yeah.
yeah,
it takes like 3 hours.
Oh, how to look like,
how to look
a,
like
Bratz
a Bratz
doll. I mean, it's literally just, it's sort of like, I'm like sort of doing the face. Like it's very.
Yeah, I see it.
You
it's
know,
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're, but I'm also just good at making those kinds of faces. And I am good at like sort of channeling
a Bratz
hot
energy.
Girl
Bratz.
Energy,
yeah.
Bratz energy. I am literally a hot girl.
What's
basically.
Hot girl energy?
He kind of has, you have the mannerisms of Ariana Grande. You
Koi.
Do the leg up pose. You He
yeah,
does this pose.
His legs are crossed.
He does this pose in pictures. I'll demonstrate it for
fit
you.
Picks, fit
Everybody
picks.
Else will just have to go to your Instagram to see this, but it's like this kind of thing.
Oh, with the toe.
Oh,
out?
Sort of a
oh.
toe.
Yeah. Okay.
Toe
sh-
up.
Okay.
It's sort of like you're cramming into a picture with other people. Like this
right.
is kind of how like a hot
like
girl
that.
Would stand
I
with her friends,
like,
but it's Brandon
like
by himself hitting
yeah.
this Ariana Grande pose.
And I know my angles, and I know how to just sort of like I have I kind of behave like a hot girl.
Yeah.
And
You have a
That's
beauty
only,
routine.
Yeah, I have an extensive skincare routine. You've seen all of my skincare products. You know how into Diptyque fragrances I am.
Mario
Badescu products. I think at the
snail
time
essence.
The time we met, I was wearing You Rose.
I don't think you should name brands unless they're paying you.
I know. I should.
It's
true. But maybe they'll hear.
It's true.
Maybe they'll hear. And then they'll sort of cut the check.
Yeah.
But now I've sort of moved on. Diptyque 34, Trente Quarte, Tre is sort of that's my shit. Or like also, sometimes Tam Dao, but mostly Diptyque 34.
Mm.
And I do think that scents are a vital aspect of every fit. I think scent is
the scent for the fit.
No, I don't change the scent. I stick with Diptyque 34.
Seasonally, I do that.
Yeah.
Like a spring.
Diptyque should literally sponsor me, is the thing. It was like, and every, in like several, there's several Korean skincare companies that could be,
I think you could get wisely.
Yeah, I think you should do
you
that.
You could get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll work on it. You'll work on it.
But I mean, also,
what were we talking about before this?
I would love to watch
this?
You do like a live where you're like showing your skincare routine and it's all sponsored.
I should get
swipe up. You should be Glossier.
I feel like that'd be great. I mean, I still have all of the. That's one.
Let's start a male Glossier.
One thing about
I'm surprised it hasn't happened.
Men's Glossier.
Yeah.
One thing about
Bossier.
Bossier.
Yeah. For men.
I still.
You've heard of girl boss. How about man boss?
I still.
I'm kind of a man boss. What? It's not even funny.
I'm dumb.
No, man boss is good. Yeah. I'm kind of a girl boss for guys.
Let's start the Twitter account. We're just celebrating like wealthy guys.
Yeah, dudes. Yeah. Dudes rock.
Aesop.
2019.
Elon Musk is a fucking man boss. Yeah. Celebrating him too hard.
Yeah. Well, that's just Reddit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just Reddit. Reddit's just, you know, like
Reddit is man boss.
Damn, Elon Musk is makes.
Do you still consider yourself a cultural? What was the job you had?
I told you about that.
That's like you're a professional cuddler.
I was briefly a cultural consultant somewhere.
And you'd be like, this is the culture.
How long did that job last?
3 months.
Oh, okay.
But that's a long job.
Yeah, that
you'd
was like,
these
a contractor.
Are the bands,
like,
these are the clothes.
Sure.
I know culture.
Yeah. But I mean,
I couldn't even imagine what you were giving them.
I mean, I feel less connected to the zeitgeist.
Really?
You're connected to your own zeitgeist, brother.
I'm plugged into my own mainframe. You know, yeah. I'm not really, I don't really keep up with any of the...
I'm just imagining you walking in there and, like, telling them about pop songs.
You'd be like, Tyler, the creator.
Oh, yeah.
You guys
got to
check out
this
guy.
Yeah, I come in on a skateboard.
You guys got to check out this guy, yeah. Frank Ocean.
First of all, free Earl. Kill people, burn shit, fuck school.
What a cool job.
I thought that really was so cool when you were in high school. And Tyler, the creator, was on stage saying, kill people, burn shit, fuck school. And you were like, damn, I'm the coolest person in my school. Damn. Like, I saw them at Rock and Roll Hotel in D.C. It was like
sounds fucking cool.
150 cap venue. Like, it was like a tiny ass venue. And Frank Ocean was on the show.
Oh, wow.
Because it was like when Odd Future was all touring together.
Right.
And like Frank Ocean was on stage and like I cared, but like a lot of the kids there like didn't care, mm-hmm. You know, because it was like before anything. It was like this is way pre Channel Orange. Like he only had like Nostalgia Ultra,
mm-hmm.
But like some girl was like, yeah, like he did some song and some girl's like, play American Wedding, and then some dude is like, show us your tits, and, like, you know, it was still like that sort of like toxic.
Yeah,
like rape era Odd Future energy, yeah. Where, you know, it was like that was like a nasty time a little
bit for sure,
where he, you know, there was like a lot of when it was like kind of horrorcore shit, mm-hmm. Which none of them are really, all of them have sort of disowned that past self,
mm.
But now it's all like people that like take pictures next to sunflowers. And
I was
at Tyler the Creator concert.
I was a little too old for Tyler the Creator when he came out.
Right.
When that came out, I was in college.
Yeah, I'm musty. Fuck Steve Harvey.
What?
That was like, he would say, fuck Steve Harvey was like a catchphrase.
Didn't resonate with me because I remember the early songs were all just like, I go up to my teacher and I punch him in the face and I tell my parents, I'm going to light my parents on fire. This is not even an impression of anybody in the band. But it was just very much like homework. Nah, fuck that. I'm going to ride a skateboard again and get a Slurpee.
Yeah.
It was very much that.
I hate math and I love Supreme.
I always found him sweet.
What's that?
I always found him like kind of sweet.
Well, I think you came in late, maybe.
I don't
know. He is sweet. I have a soft spot. How many times I think he's tried to come out of the closet and then had to be like, ha, kidding. Like,
yeah.
Where he's just like, guys, I'm gay. And people are like, you're so fucking funny, dude. Oh, like, right. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm funny. I'm funny. That's funny. Just like on stage, like, I have a boyfriend. I'm dating a man and I love him. Like, dude, you're so funny.
Well, because it was because of like, it was like years of like him saying faggot all the time. And, you know.
Yeah.
People.
He's tried to come out so many times.
Yeah.
Like, he could be on the cover of him.
Successfully. He's bi.
People have listened to him now?
Yeah, no.
That's all that he's done it many times. People are like, don't listen to him.
I think people fully understand that he's bi now.
Good.
Or is he pan? That. Is Tyler the Creator pan? All this and more on the new episode of Yeah, But Still. Is Tyler the Creator pan? We're going to find out. We're going to find out. What's up, guys? We're inside Tyler the Creator's home, and we're going to try to fuck him. I don't know. Yeah, I think he's successfully come
out. That's good. Yeah.
I think,
the fan base was rough for a while, for sure.
Yeah, but I think he's, like, corrected.
Yeah.
Same with, like, all of, you know, I think they have, like, smart fans now,
mm-hmm.
which is good. I think all of the riffraff is gone.
Mm.
But... You know, it's good. That's what they, you know, they were young.
Mm-hmm.
You grow up.
Mm.
Unless you're, it's like, how much is Eminem really grown up?
I don't know.
How much is he really like, it sucks that when you like listen to new Eminem, you're like, man, I wish this guy was doing pills again. I wish this guy,
needs to go through another divorce.
Yeah. Like, yeah, he was, you know, when he was doing pills and talking about killing his wife.
Yeah, but I never took it seriously.
Sure.
The beats were so good.
Yeah. Well, I was afraid of him when I was a kid.
Were you?
I don't know. Well, I liked it. Mm-hmm. I liked it. Like, he was on TRL all the time. And
right.
He'd perform at all the MTV, you know, award shows and shit. And I was like, I thought... You know, at the time, I was in second grade or whatever. I was like, yeah, Eminem rules. But I was afraid.
Eminem rules.
I was like afraid to think anything bad about Eminem because I thought that he would find out. Like as a child, I was like afraid to have bad thoughts about Eminem because I thought that he would diss me.
He would not even beat you up. He would diss you in a track.
I thought he'd be like on TV like, fuck you, Brandon Wardell, for thinking.
God, every time you let us open the window and give us a look into your brain as a child, it answers questions and creates five more. What did you listen to as a kid, Chloe?
I was really obsessed with Weird Al.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My first ever concert was Weird Al.
Really?
It was Weird Al, the Warner Theater. I remember my dad posted up at the ESPN zone next door.
Really?
While me and my boy John Kowalczyk went to go see Weird Al.
The Warner Theater. The first concert I went to was Spice Girls.
Okay.
And Ginger had left. It was devastating.
Oh, wow.
We were in like fifth grade. And we all cried.
Oh, damn.
When you left the band?
Yeah.
But yeah, I loved Weird Al. I had it all memorized.
There was like a phase in middle school where I would only listen to like Weird Al and Flight of the Conchords. And I remember like literally telling somebody like, yeah, man, I only listen to novelty music, which is like, it's such a weird thing to like pride yourself on. Like, if you're not making jokes, if you're not making jokes about like, eating a hot dog or whatever.
But I think a lot of it was like I liked the music he was covering but didn't know that music existed.
Oh yeah,
like,
it's so funny.
Amish Paradise,
like,
I was like, what is this song? Like, yeah, what a beat.
This beat,
well, this is
yeah.
Amish Paradise, no real
it's
thing.
It's so funny to hear, yeah, hear like, whoa, this, wait, like, what, this song sounds a lot like Fat.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's truly what happened.
Yeah.
Like, who is Michael Jackson?
What the hell? Yeah. Why is it, this guy off. Is, I thought this was a song about eating food and getting right. fat.
The white stuff. Who is yeah. this knockoff?
He, yeah. What was the, what was Yoda based off of? Wait, what was that song Yoda based
What was
the
Yoda
was
song?
Yoda. I don't know Yoda.
Or
you're
was
in the,
it?
He's into the deep
was,
cuts.
Yeah, was yeah, it? What was the song where it was like, he did that song that was American Pie,
oh,
but it was
the,
about Star Wars.
Is your Anakin
yes,
guy?
Yeah.
That's the I mean, it is for, it's for kids. Yeah. Like, it's for, it is for kids. And like, that's a, it, like, he's a legend. He was just on Hollywood Handbook.
Absolute
and it was
legend. Oh, wow.
Really good.
Oh.
And yeah, that's the thing is like, he is definitely like, he can play and he's like funny, but I'm not, no, it is weird if you're a grown up, like being like, just like listening alone,
bumping,
like vibing
out
to Weird Al, like
working,
on the subway.
Working,
yeah.
Going to work. You have it on your
yeah.
beats at work.
Gym flow.
You're just like going
gym
to
flow,
your-
listening to White and Nerdy on the treadmill.
Just rolling.
I imagine mean, going into your coworker's cubicle and you just kind of hear, you hear Amish Paradise plastic on their beats. They're working on a spreadsheet. That would kick ass.
Yeah, I mean, listening to Tacky. You don't know, that was like I think the newest Weird Al single.
Yeah, it can, yeah, yeah, with Margaret Cho's in the
it's,
music video.
It's like happy
because I'm tacky.
Because
yeah, yeah.
I'm tacky.
It's a whole dance number. I remember. I loved when that came out. He's like just jazz hands.
It's him. It's him.
It's full crying. You're full crying.
In tears.
What's Happy by Weird Al? It's like the song Happy by Pharrell, but it's about wearing like bad clothes.
It's him doing like, it's
because
like thrift shop.
I'm tacky. Imagine being like a fucking like grown ass man. Like you're. Like you have a family home. You have a family at home, and you're in your office. You're at your office with headphones, and it's just like you're typing out spreadsheets in your headphones. It's just because I'm tacky.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know, you love it. Oh my God.
The thing that's weird about it, it's like so overly okay. produced.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Oh. Who's that?
You know, it's fun if you're like.
Wait,
no, when I was a kid, this
23
ripped.
Million views.
Yeah, I would love
as
this.
He should.
Yeah.
No, like that
should have 23 million views.
He does. You know, he deserves his like.
He's
his,
a god.
His
yeah. Here's Margaret
career.
Cho.
Oh, Margaret Cho is popping out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, fine.
She was
I
the
mean,
first
it's for kids.
Stand-up
this
I ever saw.
Kids.
This is for kids.
This
yeah.
is for kids.
Yeah. Oh, because that's because, dude, I was obsessed with Trapped in the Drive-Thru.
Oh yeah,
his Trapped in the Closet parody,
oh.
which was about yeah, Trapped
I never
in the,
saw that.
And he had like a confessions parody. They're like, these are my confessions, and it's like, it's you know silly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
I
fun.
Found
it's
so
like
silly.
No, it's
like,
really
you
know, like
Weird
like,
Al
it's
was
literally
like
he. Weird Al sitting here. I'm not. I don't
no,
think he would tell us that his music's
no.
for adults.
No, yeah,
it
he's
was on
like
brand. I watched a lot of Nickelodeon and listened to Weird.
Yeah,
Al.
Like yeah. that was Weird Al was like.
There
would,
are people, there are adults that like
yeah.
still genuinely get down with the stuff they loved as a kid.
Yeah.
That's
Which is
weirder
weird.
Shit. That's
but
like the
I,
dads in the Mario
of,
shirt.
Yeah, with Weird
know?
Al, I'm like,
the Mario
was,
shirt, guys.
That helps that helped lead me
yeah.
into the path that I was
Absolutely.
On. You know, that helped eventually, you Make, know, lead you into comedy,
yeah.
lead me into comedy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not gonna like
Weird Al is our
origin
story.
I'm not gonna just like be listening to Tacky like alone at the
although I might
at the crib.
I might take drop a Tacky jog at the to Tacky.
Yeah, but he yeah, you know, absolute legend.
Yeah.
I mean that. Oh, but yeah, I remember.
I mean, we wouldn't have Dicko Mode without.
Right. Who were the comedians you, know? You liked like early on?
Who were the comedians I liked early on? Well,
Barney for starters.
Super into, I mean, like it, Dimitri Martin.
Okay.
And like Eugene Merman, and obviously like Tim Derrick, even though they weren't stand-ups, and like Steve Martin, old Steve Martin records, and like. Yeah. Like I remember reading Born Standing Up and being like, oh damn, you know.
Damn.
Yeah. And like I mean, Live at the Purple Onion is still my favorite stand-up special. Because it also feels like a real stand-up show.
Yeah.
In a way that like most stand-up specials are like a little overly produced and like a little like sterile.
Yeah.
And then there's like there's some texture to it. Like it feels like a real show. And he's like, it's also like at the Purple Onion,
Fully, you know, in San
like
Francisco.
It's at like a like what's the capacity there? Like
it's a small restaurant.
It's like a small
in North
it's
Beach.
Like a small venue. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it's kind of wild that that's like his only special.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Well, he has like a Comedy Central Presents,
right?
But like in terms of like an hour special, he put that out, and then you know there's like the Comedians of Comedy specials. That was a big one.
Yeah,
Comedians
I remember
of
that
Comedy because it was like.
Yeah.
It was Patton Oswalt, Brian Posehn, Maria Bamford, Zach Galifianakis. They had the like Live at the Troubadour special with like
I remember that.
Andy Kindler, Sarah Silverman, David Cross, John Benjamin, Eugene Merman, Jasper Red, Morgan Murphy.
Is that just like the white version of the Kings of Comedy?
Well, Jasper Red is black, but it was well, the Comedians of Comedy was like in retrospect like and I all of those people are like legends, but it, the, like the name, you know, the name was a take on Kings of Comedy, and it, but it, you know, is there racial undertones? I don't know. Who's
I don't
say?
Think so. I was just joking.
Who's
anyway.
To say? But it was a take on it. It was a take on
hot take.
Yeah, it was like we're not kings. We're just comedians.
Yeah,
but you know,
well they can't live up to Harvey.
It's like a fun time. That was they were the only ever.
Steve Harvey was a god.
Comedians of Comedy. Only comics to ever play Coachella.
Oh really?
There's
I
like
still
a,
love Steve Harvey.
Yeah,
I
they
watch
did
his
a
kid show.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Really? What's his kid show?
He it like Kids Got Talent. It's so.
I mean Steve Harvey Iraq
it's a
War.
Hidden gem.
His Iraq War. His bit is god level.
Steve Harvey's show. Kids Be Trippin'.
I love it.
Yeah. He. Wait. Have you seen Aquaman yet?
Yes.
One of like the main villains literally just looks like Steve Harvey.
Who? In Aquaman?
Yes. The dude with the bald head and mustache. Literally, look, I'll pull up a side by side.
Honestly,
also,
I had a great time
Aquaman
watching Aquaman.
Kind of way better than it deserves.
I agree.
Way better than
Nicole Kidman
it deserves
gives a great
be.
Performance.
Nicole Kidman, fantastic in Aquaman.
Eating a fish. Her mermaid work.
Which I... Also, the a problem I have with Aquaman, by the way, if I can just pop off once
pop
again,
off.
Aquaman's mom, played by Nicole Kidman,
yes,
when the origin story of like her meeting this human is basically she like lands on the shore,
hot fisherman.
Yeah, and then she like goes into the house and like eats a goldfish, and then like 2 minutes later, like because she doesn't understand how land works,
right.
And she's from Atlantis. She eats a goldfish. And then, like, very quickly, this man impregnates her.
Uh-huh.
This woman who is... She doesn't understand culture. What are you guys
no.
talking about? She's, like... she's
but
basically...
She's so hot.
She's, like... Yeah, she's hot.
She's
but she's, like, basically...
Merwoman body.
A fish.
Yeah.
Hollywood loves fucking fishes.
It's true.
Like,
it really is true.
And he's all yeah, he's some like lighthouse keeper and
mm-hmm.
she comes in, she eats his goldfish.
That's
and
my
he's
favorite
like,
scene in that
please,
whole movie.
Please don't eat my dog. And then the dog's like, "Whoa!" And then you know, you watch that and you're like, okay, of course, this is superhero movies are made for international markets.
I know.
Yeah.
So all of the jokes are like shit like that where
yeah.
it's like this makes sense in any country where it's like a character will just fart or yeah. whatever, and somebody would be like, huh?
I just like, hope that took like 2 days to shoot. Like what? Just watching her retake, like reshooting her eating a fish.
Eating a goldfish.
Again and again and again.
Yeah, I mean she's
so intense about it.
Yeah,
she's
she was really good at it.
A lot of the superhero backstories.
Yeah.
The Batman was the first big superhero movie that was like huge. Yeah. Like in
our era.
A lot of them, their backstories don't translate as well.
It was kind of the first like, good post Dark Knight trilogy DC movie.
Aquaman.
You're gonna throw that out
Whoa.
There?
Yeah, fuck Man of Steel.
I need to see that.
Yeah. I never watched Batman versus Superman. I guess what yeah.
Why were we talking about Aquaman?
Wanted to plug it.
Just okay. wanted to get you that, plug this blockbuster.
Get that plug off.
Folks, we just want to plug Captain Triggered.
Oh, that fucking...
Captain Triggered.
Did you see that Donald Trump Jr. tweet?
No.
He was like, since Instagram is down, I guess I'll be posting memes on here. And it's like just a picture that says like Captain Triggered. It's oh like the Captain God. Marvel poster, but it's like... Yeah, this doesn't make sense. doesn't track.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, you know, I guess I should lower my expectations for Donald Trump's
World DJ.
For Donald Trump Jr.'s, like, you know, comedy abilities.
I for one, am excited for his stand up.
Yeah.
He's
going to be dropping a Crackle special.
Yeah.
It's just him, like, giving a toast.
He's gonna be, yeah. Donald Trump Jr. is gonna be. Actually, he's Redbox is releasing a series of stand-up specials soon. A Redbox exclusive stand-up specials. Donald Trump Jr. is doing a Redbox special. Michael Richards is doing a Redbox special. It's called Michael Richards. I'm gonna say it.
Well, have you seen around town? There's a movie coming out called Shazam. I think that's another superhero movie. But the tagline for the movie is just say the word. And like there's posters all over with all caps. Like the entire
word.
Poster, like there's nothing about the movie that says just say the word. I haven't seen him like, what word are you guys talking about?
Oh boy.
Well,
Chloe, do you have any plugs?
I don't have plugs.
No?
I mean, I really like the Captain Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it.
It's so good.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm just going to plug Brie Larson and get out of here.
Oh, yeah, she's a girl boss.
Good? It was so good.
Should I go see it?
I would absolutely
see
it.
She collabed with
superhero
the
movies?
U.S. Army
I
on that.
I don't tend to, but I did like Aquaman, and I loved this movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I'll check it out.
Shazam looks good.
It doesn't look bad. It's not at the level of Brie Larson.
Good. But
Team Brie,
you love her.
Yeah, I do. Watching that movie,
you know, I'm an Allison Brie guy. I like her. Maybe how about let Allison Brie be a superhero?
You know what? We could all be superheroes in our day to day life.
Yeah,
if we just treat each other nicely.
I think every woman is a superhero.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Guys, I'm gonna be at the Bell House in Brooklyn on May 31st. Come out to that. And the next satellite show is like April 13th, I think, or whatever the second Sunday is. But yeah, buy tickets to that Brooklyn show. It's a big venue, so
Brandon, do you remember when
those tickets going fast?
You were telling me about this superhero that you really liked, and you wouldn't tell me about it. You're like, I'll just show you. And you walked me into the bathroom,
yeah.
And you put me in front of a mirror, and you said, "That's the superhero I'm talking about." And
oh,
it was me looking
you,
at myself.
I wanted you to believe in yourself.
That was the nicest thing you've ever done for me.
Yeah, my favorite superhero is Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Damn.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for. Well. Yeah. No.
Yeah,
plugs.
But still, hoodies
no
on
plugs.
Sale.
I mean, there's shows. I don't know. Search Party's coming out.
Oh when yeah.
Search
plug
Party.
That.
Yeah.
Out.
Plug it.
It's a great show.
It'll come out. I play a parody of somebody who's a Republican.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Hair extensions and a fake tan.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
You can follow my gram.
Sure.
There'll be some new impressions coming out.
Okay. Love that. Great. Yeah.
Damn. We didn't even get enough impressions out of you.
I know.
Oh yeah.
We had like a half-ass Millie Bobby Brown.
We had a whole impressions wheel.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were
They're on the gram. They're on the gram.
Yeah. We got too busy. Doing rants.
Yeah.
It was a rant.
But still hoodies. For sale. Get one. They're super
now.
Super
it's,
comfy. Yeah.
It's live. They'll be,
oh, they might not be live when this comes out, actually.
Yeah.
We're going to
be
putting them out very soon.
It's coming out.
You know where I'm going to put them? The link, I'm going to put them. By the time this episode comes out, they'll be up on the Patreon.
Okay.
Because I'm going to let the patrons get in there
first.
So sign up for our Patreon. Patreon.com/yeah but still.
Yeah, Chloe's a patron.
Yeah, you're a patron.
I am.
Yeah, Chloe's literally.
Also, we have a slightly
literally
spicy episode coming out Wednesday on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's nothing shocking. We just talk a lot of shit. Is this week's episode. We just get angry.
Yeah.
That's what the episode, that's what it is. We're behind the paywall and we're getting pissed.
Yeah, I promised myself I wouldn't get pissed off today. And let me tell you, man, I got real pissed. I got pissed off.
I have a devil on one shoulder and a devil on the other shoulder.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
Thanks
for
doing this week. Chloe, thanks
Sweet.
For coming on.
Thanks all for right. having me.
It might seem crazy wearing stripes of